Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fridays at 11 is a treat. We bring in Dee Cosby. Her Substack is at Dee Cosby. Talked to someone last week. I think it was last Wednesday. Telling me how much they love Dee Cosby's Substack. Check out Substack at Dee Cosby. Dee, you know you're doing well if you're on trial for your life. And the story is that maybe little farts are cartwheeling out of your butt while you're falling asleep. What is going on? Does that not tell you that there's nothing else to talk about if the media is going to leak stories that Trump is breaking ass and taking names?
Oh God! Hi, David. Yeah, you know what? It's a telltale sign that the trial in, you know, that's happening there in New York City, it's a nothing burger. You know, he has nothing. I've been, looking at some of the, you know, the transcripts and, you know, listening to the different shows, and I'm still trying to figure out exactly what is the crime, because the CEO or the owner of the Esquire, what he's saying is, oh yeah, I did it for everybody. I was helping out, you know, so he was buying stories and suppressing them. And he has not said once that, well, yeah, Donald called me up and it was a Wednesday night at 3 a.m. in the morning. And he asked me to do X, Y, K, Z. You know, this guy was just doing it. And a lot of what he was doing, he was talking about talking to Cohen. So I'm just confused here.
But MSNBC is more confused. They can't even explain this to their own. Their own people hate Trump, and they can't explain this.
Right. You know, that just shows you, you know, but it's a difference between prosecution, because in prosecution, it's substance. You have the substance. But when it comes down to persecution, then that's built on motives. It's motivated by feelings, motives, you know, and payback.
It is payback. That's where we're at. Now, listen, I don't know what is going on. I don't know what is going on with these protests, Dee, but I want to play for you the guy who's running Columbia's protest. And again, there's a couple of things that'll just jump right out at you. But this is like the elite university. They take what? 2%, 3% of people who apply to go to school there. Like most people are rejected. This is the best of the best. And I want to just bring this back to what New York State promised they would do after the May shooting at Tops. Because we were told that we were going to go after hate and we were going to go after people that are spreading hate. And I want to know if this is maybe the white supremacy we were warned about. You know, because maybe they're right. Maybe it was just about Jews. We didn't know. Here's the leader of the Columbia movement.
And so be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. I've never murdered anyone in my life, and I hope to keep it that way. I genuinely hope to keep it that way.
Now, Dee, I don't know where you grew up. Where I grew up, black men didn't talk like that growing up, right? That this is so. This is a new generation. This is a guy with pronouns and, you know, gender issue. But it's just weird to me, Dee, that every single time I find, like, you know, the person who believes men can have a baby, they're also the people that tend to believe that it just, you know, they got a Jew problem. They're against everything that the other side is for, against. It just seems like this is an apparatus that is political, that these kids really don't even understand what they're saying. And if anyone held this language accountable, like Charlottesville or January 6th,
right,
we'd have 25,000 kids in jail right now.
Right, right. And you know what's really standing out? You know, you're right. This is an elite college. And, you know, what we're seeing is a reflection of the type of liberal ideology that they teach at that school. It's not balanced. You know, it's extreme, even in terms of, social activism. They teach one side. And here's the other thing that I find interesting about, you know, the protesters. When I think back to the protests of the 60s and the protests against the Vietnam War, these were people who were out protesting on college campuses who were also, you know, age eligible to be drafted to go fight a war that they felt was an unfair war. It was a war that shouldn't be happening. But one thing about it, they were informed. Even if you didn't agree with, you know, their assessment, they were informed. When I hear that boy speaking, the clip you just played, here's what I know. A, he's uninformed, because if he was in, you pick the country. Pick the country. And he was talking, first of all, like that in a country, the men would stone him to death. They would stone him. You know, he would have no pronouns. You know, they will tell you who you are.
That's not an exaggeration. That's not D. Cosby's opinion. That is actually what happens. I mean, we've actually seen it in rallies where, like, gay people have come out to support Palestine. The folks supporting Palestine come out and beat up those guys, even in the protests. So that's not hyperbole. Continue.
Right. Right. And when you think about it, it's just how uninformed, you know, these kids are, and how uninformed they are about the issues. But it speaks even more to the colleges. Now the colleges want the police to come in and, you know, kind of straighten things up. You know, they're in negotiation with these kids, but they created the monster. That's their monster. They created it. You know, and it's just
it's a difference between calling the police on a neighbor and calling the police on your kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I need you to come into my home and keep me safe. These administrators are having to say that about their own school.
Yep. But they created the monster. You know, if you raise a child in your home and you let that child, instead of calling, you by your name, dad and mom, but they use words like, hey, B, you know, do this and do that. Well, if you raise them like that from a toddler up, you can't complain when they're 16 years old and they cuss you out and tell you what they want you to do or what they're not going to do. This is the, and you look at all the universities where this is happening, all the college campuses, they have one thing in common. They do not present both sides of an issue in classes as part of their curriculum and teaching throughout the year. This is what we see. They've all created the monster. And now you know, they're trying to deal with it. Well, good luck with that.
But so if I heard, you know, again, I'm comparing this to hate. I'm essentially saying that hate is hate. And that if we're going to confront hate at one level, which we have to be proactive towards, because just like you said, if you call your adults by their first names, that's probably what your kids are going to say. You know what? If your 9-year-old is dropping the N-bomb D, they learned that somewhere. That's, don't blame Tupac for that one. That kid's 9 years old. Like, you heard that in the at the kitchen table. So you know that when things come out of kids' mouth. What is happening here? This is the leader of the movement in Colombia. And listen to this Instagram video
if
he made.
We can agree as a society, as a collective, that people, that person, some persons need to die if they have an ideology that results in the death of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. If there are people like that who exist, shouldn't they die? Zionists? They're Nazis. They're Nazis. They're fascists.
I mean, you know, you're free to put that on a platform. It's not like that's the dark web, D. That's not 4chan. Right. This is out in the open on Meta.
But we've talked about this before on previous shows. You cannot. There is not a white person listening to the show that could go to the media, put it out there on YouTube, on, you know, any of the platforms and say, we're going to kill some black people. I guarantee you, you will have a SWAT team at your house. You'll have the FBI and you will have the zip ties putting you in the back of a truck. But we talked about this. It's okay to say when you're talking about Jews. It's okay. And we have a long history of it in America. We saw it after October 7th, you know, even with the news media, and we're talking the paper. There was no empathy. There was no, it was basically Jews get what they deserve. If that boy was saying that about black people, I guarantee you, or he was saying about all women, I guarantee you, it would be a different response from law enforcement, the media, everyone. But because in America, we have allowed Jews to be the scapegoat, we allow people to say whatever they want about the Jews, even say, advocate violence against them. That's hate. You know, and we saw what happens with hate on May 14th. What that boy is saying is wrong on so many different levels. But what's really, really wrong about it is how society, and when I say society, I'm not talking about everyday people, not you and I, not the listeners, but the media, the politicians, who are not standing up and saying, you know what, boy, you better sit your butt down. No one's saying that. No one, and he's getting the views. He's getting the views. The real problem with what he is saying is the response to what he's being, or the non-response. You know, we got politicians, you know, cheering that boy on.
So what is that? What is that? Because, I mean, without talking about the elephant in the room, there's one political party that every time something comes up that's remotely controversial, we have to have, you know, a chorus of Republicans lined up and said, do you condemn? Do you condemn? Do you condemn? Everyone here needs to condemn it. You just had the UAW, the United Auto Workers, that just asked for middle America to put pressure on representatives so they could get a deal together.
Right.
They are marching in the streets with signs that say to the river, to the sea. It's the UAW. The SEIU is out there. I've got Teachers Federation people out there. The Democrats own this protest. And for Kathy Hochul to talk about using the state police to go out there and stop this, Jackie Berger's over there. She doesn't want to hear about God. She talks about anti-Semitism everywhere. This is right. Jackie, this is UB. It's UB North. It's right in your backyard. Do you want to stand up and say, why are we not bringing attention to this? Why are we allowing this in our community? It is maybe COVID was tough, but D, for me, this is the most repugnant time to be an elected New York State Democrat. For no one to stand up and say, I want to be accounted for. I don't care what this does politically with the party. You kids are wildly out of control, and we need to press charges against hate speech.
Yes, absolutely. But it's not being done. It's absolutely not being done, and especially in the state of New York. I can't talk about any other state, but I can bear witness to what I'm seeing here. Under the Democratic leadership, and I don't mean registered Democrats, because the registered Democrats are, you just register with the party. You're really not pulling the strings and making the decisions. But those who are elected, those leaders of the party, they are the ones to be held accountable for this. This is just so outrageous and over the top on one level. But then on another level, I look, it was the Democratic leadership who created the inner city. It was the Democratic leadership that segregated us into a neighborhood where anyone, I mean, we're still sitting ducks, can come through with any kind of rapid firing weapon and kill people. But that was created by the Democrats. So I'm not surprised that they're also silent on the issue of the Jewish people. It's okay, because the Jews, in their opinion and in their behavior and their response, are less than. They don't care.
D, they're like Donald Trump. They're silent but deadly. That's the problem we have to look out for. You know, when you brought up this whole point where the poor, it's an industry, right? And I'm watching this 60 Minutes deep dive into the immigration issue, and D. Cosby, that's almost identical to what you are describing, where you create almost an industry of getting people, on their feet and receiving social welfare, and then you just move on to the next one. And you've got like 15 million people to do this with. You create industries around government. You create, poor incorporated.
Yes, absolutely. And I write about it from experience, because I lived through it from the beginning, from the inception. Because prior to the 70s, it really wasn't like this. It genuinely wasn't like this. People were not, dependent on income maintenance programs. This is by design. So even when you read the way I write, I'm telling a story from my personal life, from my personal experiences. But it is an industry. And the migrants, the illegal migrants, are, they're the next setup. They're the new batch, And I was looking at Hochul's budget. Now, she hasn't given a dime to the Maryvale School District to help them, with their school budget, and they're educating those children. These are working folks. These are not rich people. Even if they were, they shouldn't have to bear the burden on that. But the Democratic leadership has a whole different idea about how they want to make America greater. And it's in,
it's so true. It's
by expanding the poverty industry. We haven't seen nothing yet. This is the very, very beginning of it. Our teenagers, when they get to be 40, they're going to look back and say, I remember listening to David. I remember hearing this. I was a kid, and they were right. We're fortune tellers.
Yeah, well, and unfortunately, hopefully we can turn it around and actually, you know, provide a better life so we don't have to have this conversation and the next generation can actually move on. I mean, it's been how many years since we heard of the dream? It was supposed to be reality by now. Enough's enough. We're forcing this to be an issue because of our inability to see. To we're stubborn and we're partisan. And as Dee mentions, it's financially an advantage to be a partisan today. You can get paid doing that.
Right.
They're not doing it because they're just competitive. They're doing it because they're greedy, and they're getting paid.
Right.
Dee Cosby, Substack at Dee Cosby. Always appreciate you every Friday at 11. Thank you, Dee.
Love you, David. Thank you.
We love you, Dee Cosby. Thank you very much. Hey, when we come back, we'll have more of the program. We're going to get into those protests and what does it mean and what are we doing about it? It says hate speech.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.